18. And you're going to learn how to make your bed, I tell Jeremy. He's standing on it. We'll pull the blanket up from here, I show him. He squats and pulls, and we make it mostly straight together, but there's a massive ridge of wrinkle underneath. We're going to move that mountain, I tell him. Back goes the blanket. We smooth the under blanket and the sheet, then the top again. His hands are tough for pulling and lifting. Round little hands. You make your bed out of self-respect, I inform him. He looks at me queer. Bankets, he explains.
LaVon's really reminding me of her mother here. She tells Jeremy, you make your bed out of self-respect. That definitely sounds like something her mother would say. LaVon's mother is very focused on self-respect and self-improvement, and that's really rubbed off on LaVon. This scene also shows that LaVon is thinking about Jeremy's future, just like her mom thinks about hers. LaVon doesn't want Jeremy to be stuck. Even though he's really too little to understand what she's saying, she's teaching him that you have to respect yourself if you want to get somewhere in life. Let's keep going on page 40, with the third paragraph, which starts, I don't say anything.
I don't say anything. I hand him his pillow from the floor, spanking it with my hand first to dust it off. Where does this go? I ask, since he thinks he's so smart. Bank it, he says, and puts it where it belongs, with his head on it. He lies down full flat on his back, his feet sticking up orderly. Okay, I tell him, you make your bed out of self-respect and blankets. He has his hands folded. He's faking sleep.